Hi, my name is Queen Zawaya Counts, and I would like to welcome you to my podcast, Evil Lives Amongst Us, African American True Crime. Yes, I love true crime stories, but very seldom do I hear true crime stories about African Americans. So I created this podcast to share with my listeners about the true crimes that African Americans commit. So sit back, lend me your ears, and listen to some of the most horrendous crimes committed by African Americans. Hi, my name is Queen Zawaya Counts, and I would like to welcome you to my podcast, Evil Lives Amongst Us, True Crimes of African Americans. Let me tell y'all something. If a woman or a man tells you that they have moved on from you because, you know, you guys are no longer vibing, the energy is off, I don't want to deal with you anymore, let that person go. It starts at home. Like, we really need to teach our children how to put their emotions in check. This thing of letting kids get away with having temper tantrums and just giving in to them because y'all don't want to hear their mouth, y'all better straighten that shit out, because it will end up in you reading an article or seeing the news as you watch your son or your daughter create or do or kill or whatever the hell and get a murder charge. A 33-year-old man in Georgia was arrested after he allegedly dressed up like a delivery driver to lure his ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend out of his apartment on his birthday and then gunned him down in what authorities called a pre-planned, premeditated attack. So as I was looking at this article and doing my research and looking up at the pictures, now, his ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend looked better than him, had more class, looked like he had some money, groomed himself, looked a lot better than this dude. Donovan Carter was taken into custody on Wednesday. So he probably was jealous. Yo, this dude, he looked like he just got it going on. And here I am looking raggedy. So yeah, you thought you done moved on to something better. I'm going to show you. Following a multi-agency manhunt and charged with one count each of murder, felony murder, aggravated assault, and possession of a firearm during the commission of a crime in the slaying of 40-year-old Kenneth Cunningham. According to a press release from the Marietta Police Department, officers at about 10:30 a.m. on January 3rd responded to reports of a shooting outside of an apartment complex in the 2100 block of Cobb Parkway South. Upon arriving at the scene, first responders located a male victim on the ground just outside the apartment complex, suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. The victim, later identified as Cunningham, was pronounced dead at the scene. Like, I don't even think he knew what was going to happen. No, he couldn't have known what was going to happen. That was even stupid of me to say. But here he is dating a woman who has moved on with her life. And here comes this crazy ex-boyfriend, so fucking jealous. Investigators quickly discovered that Cunningham was a resident of the apartment building and had just exited the building when he was fatally shot. Shortly after the shooting, officers from the Cobb County Police Department, the Smyrna Police Department, and deputies from the Cobb County Sheriff's Office all responded to the scene and the investigation. Let me tell y'all something. Witness said they saw a slender male, 6 foot tall, fleeing the scene immediately after shots rang out. Hours after the attack, police said they were confident that Cunningham was specifically targeted and that the shooting was not a random act of violence. Later that night, authorities got Carter after pulling over his vehicle and booked him into the Cobb County Adult Detention Center.
Police later stated that Carter had planned out the assassination of his ex's new boo, even going so far as to allegedly dress up as a delivery driver to draw Cunningham out of the apartment. The suspect did overtly and inattentionally drive over an hour. He drove an hour to get this dude to his location, premeditated and planned this event, posed as a delivery driver. What? So, the guy was expecting a package. And it was saying that Cunningham was actually expecting a package that had not yet arrived on the day of the shooting. He was being lured out of his own apartment under the guise of "there is a package waiting for you." And it was only then that the suspect confronted him and brutally shot him. Authorities further confirmed that Carter's ex-girlfriend is not suspected of being involved in the fatal shooting. Speaking about Carter's eventual arrest, McPhillamy said the arrest was the product of multiple law enforcement agencies working together with a single goal. It was six different people working on this case to find out what happened. And let me say this. You know, it's like this. Okay, so you don't like, you know, you don't like what's going on. You don't like that, you know, your ex, she done moved on with someone that's looking better than you. So you probably knew, like you probably have been stalking this dude. Like maybe you knew he was expecting the package, or maybe you had something to do with that. We don't know that part of the story, right? So we're trying to piece together some shit. Might be right, might be wrong. But at the same time, you dress up like a delivery driver. You show up at this dude's house, then you pull out a gun and you shoot him. That right there ain't even gonna help you get the ex back. You're not even gonna get her back. She don't want to deal with you no more. She ain't fucking with you. Now you locked up because of jealousy. This don't make no sense. I'm telling y'all, if somebody say they don't want to deal with you, leave them alone. Yes, the pain of getting over a breakup is hard. It hurts. It's so bad. We go through the emotions, but we heal. We don't go out here and kill people and then pretend to be a delivery driver and kill this man. This man had a whole lot of more life to live. He was only 40. Don't make no sense. My name is Queen Zoya Counts. Thank you. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Evil Lives Amongst Us. True Crimes of African Americans. Peace.